Wednesday night or the Aleph Tammuz. So on Rosh Chodesh we say Hallel and we say a bracha before Hallel. But it's very not pashut, the bracha before Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. The Shulchan Aruch brings down the Rambam Shita that you don't say a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh at all, because it's only a minig, it's not a chova at all. And so that's the Rambam Shita, you don't make a bracha. Mordechai Shita is that you say a bracha when it's betzibur, and not when you're saying it b'yichidus. The Ramah paskins that bottom line, even a yochid saying Hallel should make the bracha, on Rosh Chodesh we're talking about, should make the bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah, and that's how Ashkenazim are no way. If you go Sardesh and Minyanim, they probably do not make a bracha on Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. There should be somewhat of a hakpada. People should be careful to say it with a minyan. And anyway, you should be davening with a minyan. But you should take special care, because you should take seriously the shita that you only make a bracha when you're davening with a minyan. Maybe you figure you're going to, in the middle of learning, you know, because you were learning during Chazor Hashatz probably. So you're in the middle of something. So you'll say Hallel, you'll catch up. But that's wrong. You'll end up like, you shouldn't do that. You should try very hard to daven Hallel Rosh Chodesh with a minyan, so you say the bracha with them to cover that shita. Mishnah Berurah pass, you're late, whatever the circumstances are, and you're in the middle of Tzukah de Zimra, and the tzibur is up to Hallel, and this is where you're going to daven. You're not going to different minyan. This is where you're at. So you should say Hallel together with them. You don't make a bracha, because the bracha is not that clear that you make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. So on Rosh Chodesh you would say Hallel in the middle of Tzukah de Zimra with the Tzibur, and it's like the Baruch Shemar and Yishtabach will become the brachas you're making over Hallel too. This is only true on Rosh Chodesh. On other Yom Tovim, when you say whole Hallel, when you say whole Hallel, then you should not do this, because you're going to miss out on the bracha. You can't make the bracha in the middle of Tzukah de Zimra. So if you just attach your Hallel to your Tzukah de Zimra, you'll be missing out on the bracha. But on Kabbalah on Rosh Chodesh, the Chiyuv bracha is not so clear. We Ashkenazim say it. You should try this. The Rosh Hashulchan doesn't understand. He said, we're so careful about making a Sofik bracha levatala by other things. Why don't we institute that just the Chazan will say the bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? He'll say the bracha lefanah and the bracha lachreah, and everybody will answer amen. Why do you have to have everybody making a bracha for it? That's not so clear. That's what the Chashukhan says. But the Maizu, we make brachas, but you should make sure to chaperein dachita to say it with a minyan at least. But bottom line, an Ashkenazi, Mishnah Berurah, if you're davening even at home, b'yichidus, you should make a bracha even on the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh. If you go to the Sfardish a minyan, so you'll see, before you know it, it's like, I don't know, they say it like, it's like they're saying Kapitlach Tillim after Shmoneh Esrei. It's where I daven three times in the Flatbush and Bnei Yosef, so on Rosh Chodesh. So it's very funny, like, because they don't make a bracha, so they just, like, they, it's like everybody says together a few Kapitlach Tillim, and then that's like, and then all of a sudden they're saying Kaddish Shalem. What? Bottom line, Mishnah Berurah, Ramah, make a bracha.
Chag, where you say Chatzi Hallel, you have a din of
Rosh Chodesh, yes. Anytime we're saying Chatzi Hallel, meaning the last days of Pesach, that's what we're talking about. Okay, Chagos all others, Shara Kaniyah, we're up to Perek Dalid. So Perek Gimel, we learned about 10 situations where you would naturally feel Kaniyah, and sort of to give you a flavor of what the feeling of Kaniyah consists of. Perek Dalid deals with 7 circumstances where you actively are nichna. Gimel was 10 circumstances where you would naturally, sort of automatically, feel kaniya, and Dalid gives you 7 circumstances where you would actively be nichna. And again, so you could do it, it's a mindset, and So again, the kniyah of Shara kniyah is the kniyah towards Hashem, but he's talking about now just to recognize what it is and when you could kick it in. So Perek Ravi says, "I will be'ezah inyan chayav l'snayg b'kniyah b'shiflus," which situations calls for actively acting b'kniyah u'b'shiflus. Omar ki akniyah chayav adam l'snayg b'shiv enyanim. There are seven such circumstances. I will learn the first two tonight. The maso matono manche doro. Sometimes socially, as you interact with people, you will have to act b'kniya. You can't be overbearing. You can't be loud. And you should train yourself to be at least somewhat nichna, not the total kniya of other times, but at least, you know, when you socially interact, you have to have some element of kniya in your interactions with others. This is socially acceptable. Kasher avor, b'mesh ani yosu d'dabar bo. I'll be talking more about that in this sha'ar. Uvomer hakosuv until him nivza be'enov nimos. It's talking about the aperik until him. It's talking about regular social interaction. Ho'elech tzomim ufo'ol tzedek. But he's not arrogant because of it. But nivza be'enov nimas, he doesn't think much of himself because of his righteous actions. When you interact with gedolim, with tamid chachamim, rabbanim, rashi yeshivas, whatever the case may be, chachamim b'daso l'kim u'v'toroso, or b'chasidim hakrovim elokim. So when you interact with them, you certainly should show a kniya. There's probably a stronger form of kniya. Moshe Nemar, Yalmeni Tzadik Chesed, V'yochicheni. He should give me Musar. V'omar Shachu Roam Lefnei Tovim. When you're Lefnei Tovim, you should inject kniya that will enable you to learn from them and to gain from their actions, because you're receptive to the way they're acting when you are acting b'kniyah. Okay.